This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Milton. U.S. President Joe Biden is announcing more military aid for Ukraine and is warning Congress he'll need additional money to help fight off the Russian invasion. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
It's another $800 million, which the president says will help as Russia focuses its troops in eastern Ukraine.
This package includes heavy artillery weapons, dozens of howitzers, and 144,000 rounds of ammunition to go with those howitzers. It also includes more tactical drones.
It adds to the roughly $2.6 billion in military aid the president had earlier approved. And as the fight continues,
I've almost exhausted the drawdown authority I have that Congress authorized for Ukraine,
saying he'll ask lawmakers next week to approve more money so more aid can go to what he calls the front lines of freedom. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. Congresswoman Ilhan Omar traveled to the Pakistan-administered part of Kashmir on Thursday and promised to push Washington to pay more attention to the disputed region. Her visit drew swift criticism from India. She said she doesn't believe Kashmir is being talked about to the extent that it needs to be in Congress. She made that comment after visiting the military line of control, or the de facto border separating Pakistani and Indian-ruled parts of the divided territory. India denies long-running allegations of rights abuses in its portion of the divided territory. It tightly controls access to Kashmir for foreign observers, including those from the United Nations. India controls two-thirds of the Muslim-majority Himalayan region and Pakistan the rest. Both countries claim Kashmir in its entirety. This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron and far-right rival Marine Le Pen on Thursday were doing a final rush of campaigning ahead of Sunday's runoff election for the presidency. Macron is favored to win the runoff, with most polls showing an advantage of more than 10%. If he wins, he would be the first French president to win a second term since Jacques Chirac in 2002. But analysts and allies of the president have warned the result is far from a foregone conclusion. Polls indicate that more than 10% of French people who intend to cast their ballots have yet to decide who to vote for. Florida's legislature scrapped Disney's self-governing status in its Orlando theme park on Thursday in a move widely seen as retaliation in the bitter dispute over what has become known as the Don't Say Gay law. The trouble for Disney began in March when the state government passed a law banning school lessons on sexual orientation and gender identity for small children. Disney initially hesitated to take a stand on the law, but the company's silence prompted an angry backlash by some of their 75,000 employees, as well as LGBT rights groups. The head of Disney then criticized the law and stopped all of Disney's political donations in Florida. This week, the governor asked the state's Congress to eliminate a statute that allows Disney to act as a local government in Orlando, where it has a theme park. On Thursday, that bill passed, starting a countdown clock for Disney's special arrangement that's set to be dissolved in June of 2023. And the U.S. Centers for Disease Control is reporting a dip in kindergarten vaccination rates. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
The World Health Organization says there's been a 24% drop in COVID cases last week compared to the week before, with about 5.5 million new cases around the globe. The weekly death toll was lower too, more than 18,000 people, a drop of 21% from the week before. Officials caution, though, many countries have changed their testing strategies, lowering the numbers as a result. South Korea had the highest number of cases at 972,000. The U.S. has the highest number of deaths at close to 3,100 last week. Since the pandemic began, nearly 6.2 million lives were lost around the world to COVID-19. I'm Jackie Quinn.
British lawmakers have ordered a parliamentary investigation into Prime Minister Boris Johnson for allegedly lying about whether he broke coronavirus restrictions by attending gatherings during the pandemic. And recapping our top story this hour, U.S. President Joe Biden is announcing more military aid for Ukraine. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.